Your sound of the Winelands, KC 107.7.
Dag en aan, hartelijk welkom. Mijn naam is Jerome Taplin. Wat een wonderlijke voering om vanavond met jou te keer. En ik was baie lang klaas in hierdie warmstoel geweest. Ek hoop nie vanavond gaan net te warm word nie. Alhoewel die onderwerp op hande so bykie van een warm gevoel onder die kraag of onder die sitvlak dalk gaan laat. Niet te min, bye bye, dankie dat jy ingeskakel is. Jo, knap na 7 en jy is ingeskakel op Radio KC. Wel, tyd vir aktuele sake vanavond. Specifiek gooi ons dit onder die loop van sportsake, meer specifiek rugby sake, en soos ons weet dat WP voetbal, of liever die rugby voetbal Unie gaan splinternieuwe en kraakvarse mens hoop era binnen, dit nou vanaf 1 mei, een week van nou, en diegene wat die sake van die lieveling rugby Unie van die Kaap nou gezet volg, weet er die dat WP meestal in die verkeerde, wel om die verkeerde rede sal baie sê, in die nuus gefigureer het, en baie daarvan natuurlijk soos mense sal identificeer, of sommige mense, moet ek vinnig bijvoeg, het dit te maken met nie wat op die veld gebeur nie, maar meer in die raadsale en so meer, of dit wat wel in die raadsale gebeur het. Nou, al hierdie polemiek sê dit, as ek net gauw vinnig dink, oktober, middel vroeg oktober 2021, is die WP Rugby Voetbal Unie nou weer op groenvelde, excuse the pun as they would say, met die administratie, wat nou iets van die verlede is, en tyd vir nuwe leierskap, soos ek genoem het, 'n week van nou, gaan ons daar era binne. En nou oor 'n week, nou jy sal WP 'n nuwe president dan gekies het, en wat nou ons vanaand gaan probeer vaststel is, of agter die kap van die byl kom, in sake die WP en rugby voetbal Unie is, wat sal dit vir ons oplever, wat sal daartoe dan nou lei, dat dinge bykie gaan verander, of anders sal wees. Ons in die twee gaste, baie prominente name in die rugby wereld, wat vanaand by ons rechtstreeks aansluit, en van aansluit gepraat, die is baie welkom om deel te neem aan hierdie gesprek, oudergewoonte per WhatsApp stemnota of 'n teks by 082-414-1077 082-414-1077. En van gaste gepraat is my wonderlike voorreg om meneer Ruben McHelm en ook Zeld Marais hier na die mikrofoon, om die mikrofoon na die atelier te nooi by Radio KC, en die twee van die vier kandidate wat dan deelneem aan die kiesings, of liever die leierstryd. Ruben, Zeld, goeienaand en hartelijk welkom.
Jerome, baie dankie en goeienaand vir die luisteraars en vir amal en jammer partijkie vir my gebrek vir die Afrikaanse letterkunde, so ek sal bykie switch tussen die twee, en maar net een rechtstelling, die administratie is nog nie ambtelik opgeheef nie.
Amtelik opgeef nie, maar as ek reg in my opvatting dat WP ten minste nou van die rooi na groener velde in termen van die verlichting, en dat jylle nou vry is om bykie beweegruimte uit te oefen.
Ons weet nie van die goed nie, want alles is nog bykie in die donker.
Dit geef eindelijk bykie meer om oor te praat dan alles, want die nuus wat daar buiten kan is, dat het wel iets van die verlede in groot mate is, en dat sake nou amper terug na normaal kan wees. Well, it's no problem, please feel more than happy and free to speak English, if you are going to be struggling in the Afrikaans, maar ek moet gewoonlik maar Engels praat, het selfverdediging, soos jy sal besef. And also, of course, a warm welcome to you also, Ruben.
Baie dankie, Jerome. Nee, ek sien uit, ek is baie dankbaar dat ek die uitnodiging aanvaar het, en ek sien uit aan om 'n bietjie te kuier en 'n bietjie rugby te praat.
Ja, Ruben, kom ek begin met jou, en voor ons 'n bietjie indringend kom en praat oor leierskap en wat jou visie is en hoe jy nou uit die aard van die saak sake gaan anders gaan maak en teweegbring vir wat ek genoem het as die lieveling rugby in die Kaap. Hoe gaan het deesda? Ek meen, jylle is nou twee van die kandidate. Ek sal net vir die rekord wil melding maak dat die ander twee kandidate, die uitnodiging was aan al vier gerig, maar meneer Bantom en Kiewicz het dit ongelukkig van die hand gewys. Maar terug te kom na jou opvatting, ek weet jylle tot welke mate jy in voeling is met die status quo binnen WP Rugby Voetbal Unie. Hoe lyk dit vir jou? Blyk dit vir jou? As jy moet spekuleer, dalk nie te diep of so nie, dalk aan een basgevoel, hoe gaan dit daar deesda?
Nee, ek gaan nie spekuleer. kyk, ek is nou betrokke, ek is nog op die bestuur van die Morningstar Rugby Club, en ons is verheug absoluut oor die geleentheid waar daar nou geskep is om die einde van administratie te kan beleef. In 'n persverklaring wat die SARU uitgereik het op die 7de maart, het hulle vir ons versekering gegee dat die pad is nou oop om te kyk dat daar 'n nuwe era, soos jy sê, 'n krakvars era in die WP in die offing is. En dit maak vir ons baie dankbaar. Ek dink dat twee dinge wat daar in die persverklaring uitgerig was, dat ons is 'n bietjie meer op 'n meer sterke finansiële voet in hulle opsig, en dat die ekwiteits transaksie is nou, met die storm is nou afgehandel. Mm. Het bly nog net, omdat ons nou die verkiesing het, en dat daar is nog 'n paar eiendomgoede wat gedoen moet word, volgens hulle verklaring, en ons sien uit na dit. So, dit is die einde van 'n baie 6.5 jaar periode, waar die uitvoerende raad van die WP, die groot raad, die council, nou weer die kans kry om hulle eie demokratiese verkiesing te hou en leiers te kies. Hmm. En ek is baie verheugd.
Alhoewel nie te rooskleurig nie, is het baie meer rooskleuriger as donker, nou die skets wat jy daar vir ons gee. Ek moet my net keer zeld om nie finansiële sake te praat, want zeld maar was bekend as die vlieg in die self destijds om net goed te keer voor die voet en nie met die stroom te gaan nie, en die juridis daarvoor gehad, en dis die waarop ek vanavond wil focus, dis mos dit na die maal. Ons maak ons nou voor vir 'n nuwe era, daar is baie, baie talent, jong talent, wat na mense soos julle, en wie se ouers na mense soos julle na opsien, en sê, maar maak net die regte besluite omtrent die toekoms van my kind. Rugby pa, rugby ma, rugby ma, oma, rugby, want dit is die mense wat vanavond spesifiek ingeskakel is om te hoor of WP op die regte pad gaan wees. Maar ons sal David daarby kom. Ruben praat nou van verjeug, is dit ook jou sensasie wat jy ervaar?
I think there is a bit of a mixed feelings in terms of we're excited in the journey forward, and we want to do what is best for the community, because we have now been, as you said, under a siege for the past like 44 months in terms of, so we want to normalize matters and to regularize matters and to go forward and to ensure that we serve the needs of the clubs and the community that wants us to serve them in terms of it. But at the same time, also show strong leadership also where it is required, and to also make the right decisions without fear or favor in terms of it, and always to lead with integrity, and to make sure that we don't get ourselves meddled in crossfires, but always have to stand up for justice for the player, for the club, for the school, for everybody, and especially our spectators, that is the main contributor to rugby, actually, because that is the driving force and the fund, because without those things, and the sponsors also that associate and link themselves, they always want to be linked to a brand that is pure integrity, something which is beyond reproach and which is unquestionable. But the main important is to get our club and our school rugby back on this field. I mean, we are still battling when they remove the PT and the sports out of our schools. And how do we get back that? Because that is the driving force of our rugby. And we're sitting actually with such a mecca of rugby talent here. We must see how do we monetize all those things actually, and to get as much of our talent involved. I can't see anywhere else in the world, if we look at the Boland Paul, there is no other region in the world with the talent we've got actually, as how we manage it and how we're going to monetize it, and to make sure we put that monetary contribution back in the community and that recycle process to carry on and on. I mean, there is no stopping us.
Many points to discuss there, starting out with your mixed feelings, Zelt. That's the voice of Zelt Marais, one of four candidates in line for the presidency of the Western Province Rugby and Football Union. The other guest tonight in the studio is niemand anders as Ruben McAlumney. Ruben ook nou een sterk gevoel gesprek rondom meermale sy positiviteit ter vergeleke die gemengde gevoelens wat Zelt aan ons oordra. Ek wil nou net vinnig 'n draai maak weer by Ruben, maar ek wil toch, en dan maak knoop aan jou oor Zeld, want ek wil graag intap later op the monetizing of rugby, particularly amongst our youth, and the expectations that normally grow out of that, and also the villainization of Western Province as a rugby brand for our youth, hence the exodus, en dis a teerpunt daai, vir al rugby mama, rugby papa, en ek het al heel wat sulke gesprekke in hierdie omgewing hierbo in die Parel in die Boland gehoor van ouers sê, my kind gaan nie 'n dag kry om 'n WP trek oor sy skouers te trek, maar dalk hoor ons van ons luisteraars by 0824141077, dis die WhatsApp nommer, stemnota, of 'n teks is baie, baie welkom, 0824141077. Wel, ons nou gehoor, jou gevoel, Ruben, vergeleke die gemengde gevoelens wat beheen word deur Zeld. komende nou volgende donderdag, jy is die gekose persoon, jy sal daadwerklik jou prestasie ooreenkoms aan die raad moet voorlê en bloot gaan dit die raamwerk van jou visie wees. Jy weet precies, jy is betrokke by WP Rugby op hoë vlak, jy weet wat aangaan daar, en ek weet nie, jy is altyd gepraat van die huidige administratie, verwys na leierskap, ek wil dalk ook by jou in jou antwoord, in jou respons nou oor jou visie, hoe die visie wat jy dan nou daar van die saak sal implementeer, sal insluit of aansluit by die status quo, wat sal verbeter, sal dit enigszins verbeter, en indien wel, hoe beplan jy om dit dan nou toe te pas?
Baie dankie.
Jou visie.
Ja, baie dankie, Jeroen. Nee, kijk, die visie vir my is, ons moet net soort van back to normal. Ons moet nou net weer terug
gaan. Wat beteken naar die, back to normal?
Back to normal is, WP was een baie trotse rugby unie. Baie, baie trots.
Is dit noodwendig een goeie ding?
Ja, absoluut.
Voor wie was dit goed? Baie sal vir jou sê, dit was net goed vir sekere is, vir sekere clubs.
Ek praat van die laaste, sekere 30 jaar. Ek wil nie net focus op die laaste, sê 5 of 6 jaar nie. Vanaf 2018 nie. Ek denk voor dit het ons briljante structure gehad, ons het subcomitees gehad, en ons is vooral trots op ons amateurspanne. Ek sukkel nog om onder 13 chokkerkie of onder 16, onder 18, onder 19 oukies te kry wat nie currybeker of jammer wat nie Kruivenweek finale gehaal het nie. Ons spanne was altyd in die finaal, ons amateurspanne was baie goed, ons klubspanne was baie goed, en ek dink is nog steeds daar, dat is onderliggend, maar dit was oorskadu as gevolg van die treurmare van die laaste paar jaar. En ek dink my visie heel eerstens is om te sê dat ons moet net terugkom na die status wat ons gehad het as die WP in terme van hoe dinge gedoen was. Maar ek
nie woord in jou mond leen nie, maar praat jy van stabiliteit wat daar geheers
het? Stabiliteit is een, alle rande stabiliteit, stabiliteit in die raadsaal, stabiliteit in die bankrekening, stabiliteit in ons rugby product, die type stabiliteit. Maar ek is die eerste een om vir jou te sê, daar was ontwrigting in die mark. Absolute ontwrigting. Dit is nie net aan ons...
Aan die hand van een voorbeeld?
Is nie net aan ons gekoppelie. Die amateur aspek geleke, die professionele aspek, hoe die twee bevonds raak en hoe die rugby gespeel raak, ons sien het in die korante, ons sien het in die media, hoe baie, baie groot Indies financieel zwaar trek, selfs in Suid-Afrika. So die WP is nie uniek nie. Ek het 2 weke gelede toe lees ek dat die baie beroemde Cardiff, die Wallis, hulle is ook onder administratie geplaas. So ook ander instanties was onder administratie geplaas.
Ja, as jy na Boestel, weet na Wasp, bijvoorbeeld.
Yes.
Maar kom ons kom terug naar huis toe. Wat is die ontwrichting? Die, as die mense so bykie kan omkleur?
Ja, kom ek sê die treurmaar wat ons in die raadsaal geheer het, wat geleid tot administratie. Dit is betreurenswaardig.
Ja.
Baie mense sal nou saamstem en sê, ja, maar dit was nodig. Baie mense sal sê, nee, dit was nie nodig nie. Soos jy sê, en soos ons gesê het, dit is water onder die brug, dit is voorbij. Ons sit nou op die punt om een nieuwe verkiesing te het, om nieuwe leierskap te kies, en my visie sal wees, terwyl ek gaan respecteer, dat in ons skryf het, ons gesê, daar is 2 maande van oorhandigingsproces. So dit is, ja, as 'n president sal jy daar instap, en jy sal sê, die 1 mei, kom ons begin in ons hardloop. Maar jy moet ook verstaan wat die duivel het aangegaan in die laaste klompie jare. En dit is ook om daar een administrateur is, en ons gaan een volle verslag, en ons gaan met die administrateur werk, ons gaan een baie respectvolle oorhandigingsproces het, en ek verbind my tot dit.
Zeld, do you view this as oversimplification? I mean, you've been in this chair previously. Is it pie in the sky stuff, or would you have the same approach?
Yes, Jerome, thank you. You know, it's we don't know what to expect and going forward.
Well, you've been there, you know the culture.
No, we know exactly what we had actually, and the base that we had. And
maybe you were alluding to leadership earlier on. Are you only referring to past leadership, not current leadership and future leadership?
No, I think, General, I think we can all work together. It's a matter of how we apply our minds to it, basically, and if we take away any other interest or personal interest directly or indirectly, then if the focus is to serve the community and the rugby club first and foremost. So just take a back. Remember, there was never any financial challenge of Western Rugby Union. Now, Western Province Rugby Union is the only amateur union in the world via its club that lent its professional arm in excess of 100 million rand. So it is the clubs that kept the Stormers alive and actually kept them where they were. Even going back, even
you're referring to a theater mechanism.
No, I'm from hard cash. I had 100 million in hard cash because they had to borrow the money in order to make sure that a professional arm is going. So the perception is out there in the public that the amateur code is draining the professional arm. But is it reversed? Is the professional arm draining the amateur arm in terms of hard cash? So they had to actually bomb their own properties in order to make sure the Stormers had to win the first URC at home after COVID and having second final, and also ensure that we win the Rugby World Cup in 2019, because that was the basis when we started to actually lend the money to the Stormers so they could ensure to get that base right. And that recognition and thanks was never even given to our clubs and rewards, actually. And the clubs are still waiting for the Stormers to repay that 100 and odd million rand, because that is equivalent to 1 million rand per club. And therefore, my vision is actually any cash that comes in, we should do a cash injection of a minimum of 100,000 rand to every club, just to get them stabilized, just for pure, for basic, for transport, for nutrition and conditioning.
Some would ask me, what has this man smoked? I mean, throwing these figures around, certain clubs can't even afford to get their players to a game. Having to go onto private transport arrangements, etc. But you're a finance man, you know exactly what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
And having alluded to the fact that you were in that chair previously, you know exactly what the bottom line is.
Absolutely.
Is it still the same?
No. We don't know. And it's very surprising that for the last 44 months, the clubs have not received a single financial statement, nor any financial statements. So what's happening basically is the constitution has been breached, and even the Companies Act has been breached, because the club is also indirect shareholder, minority shareholder. And if you look at Section 169 of the Companies Act, I mean, people, this is basically it's questionable. There could be a commission
Why
required.
Why was no one charged?
We don't know because there's no report back yet, and so we are waiting for these detailed reports.
Will that be part of your responsibility as the incoming president to go forensically about this?
You see, it should not be our duty. It should have been the administrator's duty. Therefore, they were appointed to see whether there's any wrongdoing. And up to the date, nobody was charged and nobody was called in to give answer to anything. Now, it's very unusual. For administration of 44 months and nothing has been.
Kom ons bly 'n bietjie by inklusiwiteit. It seems as if you've got your work cut out for you, Ruben. Beginnende by geld sake en kyk waar die geld gegaan en hoe die reëls verbreek was en dis meer. Maar jy spring van daai brug wanneer jy dit kom. Baie sterk punt wat gemaak was voorheen oor gemeenskapsbetrokkenheid, gemeenskapserkenning. Hoe gaan jy dit aan? Hoe gaan jy die hele kwestie van inklusiwiteit binne en kyk, dit is met praat onder korreksie, WP Rugby Voetbal Unie is die grootste en die oudste rugby unie in die land. Jy kan my net korrigeer, 102-107 rugby clubs?
Ja,
hoe maak jy
in termen van maak jy, maak my getalle,
hoe maak jy, hoe dryf jy inklusiewe faktor by die model? Meneere, Ruben, begin in die beheer.
Rugby. Ja. En ek dink dit is een van die groot probleme wat ons gehad het. Ons het ons oog afgehaal van die balle. Ons het 'n bietjie meer boardroom eerste geplaas en nie ons rugby produk na gekyk nie. Ons rugby produk is 'n bietjie verouderd. Ons moet daarna kyk. Die Parel is 'n absolute voorbeeld van hoe inklusief rugby is. Ek was verlede Saterdag was ek by die Parel Kode se sewes toernooi. Duisende mense oor 3 dae. En as jy kyk na die talent, as jy kyk na die produk, dit is wat daar was al van voorheen. Die Parel het 'n streeks kompetisie gehad, die Parel het nou 'n streeks span gehad, hulle het gekompeteer in kompetisies, maar dit gebeur nie oral in die WP nie. So die produk is vir almal van ons 'n absolute voorbeeld van wat kan gebeur. Die passie, die manier hoe dit geondersteun word in die Parel self, dit is absoluut fantasties. En dit is wat ons moet doen in die ander gebiede. Ons moet die rugby produk reg kry. Een ding wat goed is vir ons is dat die ekwiteits ooreenkoms is geteken. Dit is verby, dit is gedoen en ek weet my kollega sê daar's nog baie wat ons na moet kyk. Ons gaan na moet kyk. Maar ons weet nie waar aangaan nie. Ons het nie die ooreenkomste gesien nie. Ons moet dit nou nog met die administrateur gaan sit en kyk wat het hier aangegaan? Wat beteken dit wat gebeur het in realiteit vir ons en waarmee werk ons, wat het ons, en dan moet ons die produk van ons na gaan kyk en weer die mense inspireer.
Ja, maar baie sal sê, ja, dit is goed en wel, maar dit is alles in 'n groot mate irrelevant. Jy kom aan hoe Jesus 'n nuwe besem om te kom skoonmaak. Jy moet met 'n nuwe plan kom, jou visie moet spreek tot dit wat saakmakend is. is byvoorbeeld, jy praat inklusiwiteit. Ek weet, kyk, hoeveel van hierdie wedstrijde, ons weet, ek weet, jy kan boeken skryf oor sport of skoolvlak. As ek sê skoolvlak, praat ek nie net van jou bevoorregte rugby skole nie, ek praat van in die breë, waar daar hordes talente sit byvoorbeeld, maar hierdie bloekies kan nie eens een paar stevels bekostig nie. Ek het al gesien hoe die stevels uitgeruil word, as rusttyd, wanneer ook die afkom en gee die stevels vir die maat om mee te gaan speel, en uithaal rugby speel. Ek meen, dit is verbyt betredingswaardig. Hoe kry jy die monetization that you speak of, Zelt, where the benefit really goes okay. to the end yeah. user being the rugby player yeah. om die wat is die grondsterm in Suid-Afrika ek sal by dit nou kom maar dit spreek tot eenheid
yeah.
dink jy WP rugby of is dit ver gesog binne jou visie binne jou plan is dit haalbaar
absoluut soos ek sê as ons herfokus op die belangrike dinge en dat ons die raadsaal in die raadsaal hou en die rugby op die rugby hou, en die veld hou, die befondsing in die goed sal kom. Ons het achteruit beweeg, as het kom, as ons kyk na baie ooreenkomste en goed wat gebeur het, maar in die einde van die dag, ons moet hard werk. My visie is om dit wat ons verlore grond wat ons gehad het, moet ons definitief weer herwin, nommer 1. Nommer 2, ons moet absoluut kyk, nou hoe is het dat ons hierdie kannetjies en hierdie rugby manne kan ondersteun, en dit mag miskien, soos jy nou in jou woorde sê, dit is pie in the sky, sê haalbaar, but dit is at least hun visie waarna ons toe moet streef, al vat het hoe lang.
Ja.
Dat ons die kleine dinge, ek kan nou quote hierso en sê, die minister van sport, Gaten, het het in die publiek gesê, dit is waar sy focus van befondsing wil lê. Die WP in homself gaan nie alles kan befonds, wat ons wil lê om het 100% uit te rol as 'n product nie. Ons sal befondsing moet kry van die publieke kant, ons sal die provinsiale government, parlement moet kry, ons moet van die nationale government, ons moet befondsing kry, en dit alles dien met verhoudings, wat is jou besigheidsplan, hoe is jy verantwoordelik om het te lever, en doen jy dit al dan nie, en as jy dit nie doen nie, is daar consequences. Dit is wat ons na die raadsaal toe moet bring.
Die stem van Ronald, excuse, amper sê ek nou vir die manne wat natuurlijk nie vanavond deel van ons gesprek kan wees nie, is Ronald Bantom en Kevin Kiewicz, alhoewel hulle wel genooi was, het hulle die uitnodiging van die hand gewees, maar jy het pas geluister na Ruben McHelm en praat oor sy visie en sy planne wat hy het vir WP Rugby Voetbal Unie. Dit is die verkiesing van die president wat aanstaande week gaan dan plaasvind, dis 'n week, vandag oor 'n week, en vanaf 1 Mei sal WP onder nuwe leierskap wees. Ook in die atelier is iemand wat ook aanspraak maak op hierdie titel, geen vreemdeling tot die titel nie, Zelt Maree, en Zelt het juist vroeger die klip in die bosse gooi rond om inklusiwiteit, en voor ek vinnig net daaraan raak, die WhatsApp nommer is 082-414-1077, 082-414-1077, ons het een stemnota gekry, kom ons hoor en gegoo wie daar op die lijn is.
Heren, my naam is Kapaal. Ek wil net by julle weet, interessant meneer, ek het nie dit geweet, dat die klaps eindelijk die somers dra nie. Ek is nou wel een blauwbil, maar sterkte aan julle twee voor volgende weekse verkiesing. Ek wil ook net graag weet, jy het nou genoem daar meneer, van die geld en so. Hoekom is daar nog nooit investigations geloods van die vorige management, of die vorige bestuur, of die vorige president die, want dit is onmoontlik dat die Weskaap provinsie het, ek dink julle het dit in 101 something mil in die groen, 120 miljoen was julle in die groen gewees, maar toe die mense afgaan, toe is julle 250 miljoen in die rooi. Nou, het julle daar die gebalance al? Is maar al wat ek wil weet, en nou sterkte met julle taak voor en toe met julle presidentskap.
Dankie. Ja, maar baie dankie, meneer Blauwbil, miskien die rechte man om die vraag te beantwoord.
Can I answer the question? Thank you very much. En ek dink is een baie belangrijke vraag, and we are very glad it's being asked, actually. So, what basically happened, actually, there was no reason or just or mismanagement or reckless trading reason to have put the question on the administration. And therefore, nobody's been charged to date into it, because there's been no mismanagement of funds or
But I mean, the question is, was there an investigation that can confirm that?
We don't know.
So isn't that reckless to make such an assumption in the absence of an investigation?
We haven't seen the report, but we can confidently tell you there was never ever any kind of what we can tell you.
Well, with respect, Zelda, but that'll be your meaning or your version.
I'm very objective about it, actually, sure. and I can be, I'll pay to be trialed for it, actually, and be locked away for life, actually, if anything of that gets uncovered.
But it's bye-bye, Swab, whatever, bye, don't get it out.
But what I want to say, actually, the reason why it happened, actually, remember we went through 2 years of COVID. Right, so for 2 years, no money was made in our games. So we played with long doors. So came that financial year, the Stormers again, professional rugby, was short about 20 to 30 million rand.
In other words, you had to pay salaries without having any income.
Not we, the professional arm.
Yeah.
But they made the responsibility, the professional arm, the club's responsibility, which was very unfair, actually, because the professional is a special board. But because we were 100% owned, they said based on that. But what they forgot, basically, when there was liquidation in 2016, the court specifically said in the judgment, Judge Bin's ward, actually, and also in the 417-419 inquiry, Judge Bertelsman said, the retired judge said, actually, you cannot expect that the parent, being the wholly owned company, must be responsible for the subsidiary company. And the judgment is there. And you can't argue against judgments. So from that point of view, they could have never blamed the union for the woes of the company because they are two separate legal entities with its own distinct characters, the union under constitution to promote club and community and amateur rugby, the Stormers to promote professional rugby and growth, actually. So you couldn't, but Salo took the decision at the time.
So in simple language, before we go to the next point, no crime was committed as per your explanation.
Not that we are aware of.
Not that we are aware of. There wasn't even perhaps mismanagement, only bad management.
I won't even say bad, but we did everything for the best.
Well, iets moest gebeuren wat onwelvoeglijk was, want ik meen, dat is ook al een probleem als eerste plek.
Therefore, we want the report to come out and specifically say, because we...
Well, again, the issue of irrelevance, because you're going to go into a new dispensation, and heaven knows if you're going to go see those reports.
No, we will have to, basically. Remember, in terms of PAJA and all those things, actually, because every club and member must be entitled to it. We want to tell our clubs, they got the power in their hands to demand all information. Nothing can be withheld with them, basically, because this... dealing with public funds.
But that's also the responsibility of the clubs. They ought to know what their rights are because they are shareholder in the club. Okay, let's move on because you were the one speaking of unity.
Just to touch on unity.
You spoke of unity. Yeah. Let me give you an unfalsehoek there because that also seems to be a fallacy in certain circles because a lot of clubs would want to be part of the Western Province makeup as opposed to certain clubs not wanting to be there. How do you deal with those? Do you come with the scenario of forcing clubs to be part of your circle, even though they want to be out?
I think we can't, actually. I mean, there's something like freedom of association, freedom of speech in terms of it. And we need to ensure that your clubs and your schools must be comfortable where you are. But I think that the big problem of our struggling clubs, as you yourself mentioned earlier, actually, is a lack of resources and finances, and what Ruben alluded to. So, I mean, there is enough assets and value in Western Province. Now, Western Province is still the richest rugby union in the world. There is no other union matching the wealth and the asset base. It's how do we convert it and to monetize it? Then we go back to what Ruben said about the government sector. Now, from a reliable source, I was told last year alone, the Western Cape government returned to National Treasury 400 million rand for sports alone, basically. And why did that money not flow to our schools and our clubs? And that is a matter that we need to tap into and say, you know, we need to get, if we put a rand in there, we expect government to match it with a rand. So there is enough money in there. It's a matter of our government has to go and promote it to the school because our principals and teachers are so engrossed with so many administration. Is it enough people probably assigned, and that is where Ruben said the new Minister of Sports passion is, to ensure that stuff get delivered to it because there isn't a lack of resources that is there. And even that must be an inquiry with the government, and they can maybe come in and say whether it is true or not because that impacts. Remember, it is your historically disadvantaged people that impacts the most.
Well, some would say currently, not historically, but currently still disadvantaged. I'll come back to that point. And I want to speak to past actions because there's a WhatsApp that refers to an action of yours previously with regards to dismissals and so on. And it praat nog steeds in nodelijke inclusiviteit. Ruben, jou acties wat op handen is, ik meen, jy sal natuurlijk alles in die strijd moet voer om die inclusiviteit te koester. Ek het net genoem aan Zeld, ek meen, jylle is die oudste, grootste rugby in die land, en jylle sal het so wil hou, Maar you fall in love and you fall out of love. And it appears that certain clubs have fallen out of love with Western Province. They want to migrate. En in hierdie geval, ons gaan nie praat vanavond oor die Boland WP skeidslyn en wie moet waar wees en waar moet, wie moet waar speel nie. Maar daar is bepaalde clubs in hierdie geval wat nou onlangs baie aktueel is in die nuus is die klub hierbo van dis by Frans Hoek se kant wat hy klub Lamont is hy. Wat verkies om Boland te speel in die WP en die wat sou jou first action wat sal jou eerste aksie wees om byvoorbeeld daai ongemak suksesvol aan te spreek?
Dankie man, ek wil die Lamont voorval of die Lamont situasie soos jy sê wil ek gebruik as 'n voorbeeld met my antwoord in terme van my benadering. Ek is bewus daarvan, ek het in die pers gelees dat daar is 'n potensiële hofsaak of 'n aansoek wat nou gaan kom en almal dit so. Dit is die, ek wil nie...
Jy kan nie bekostig om kritieke massa te verloor, dus inkomste aan jou kan wees gaan verloor.
Absoluut, maar ek wil net graag sê, my benadering tot dit is altyd dat rugby moet seëvier. Dit is altyd vir my hartseer as ons met besluite of verskille sit waar rugby gestop raak of verhoed raak om gespeeld raak ten koste van waar rugby kan gebeur in 'n dispuut of in 'n geskil. My benadering is altyd om te kyk hoe kan ons die rugby nog steeds aan die gang hou terwyl daar 'n geskil is, omdat waar die rugby gespeel word, veral in gemeenskappe soos ons, is die waarde van rugby vir kinders in ons gemeenskappe om nie te speel nie, is katastrofies. So ons moet altyd poog om die rugby te laat speel, te bevorder, in plaas daarvan om te sê, nee, ons het 'n geskil, ons gaan, kom ons sê, hof toe, of ons gaan nou eers die ding in die raadsel uitsaal, en vir 'n paar maande speel ons die rugby nie. Dit kan ek nooit verdraag.
Baie sal huldig dat jy, of sal sê dat jy nou ideologiese standpunt huldig hier, en dit is eindelijk hoe dit moet wees in 'n perfecte opzet, Ruben. Absoluut. Maar wat sal jou, as jy moet, nou, you have to, the penny has dropped, en jy moet nou een besluit kil en koud maak. Sal jy hulle mot laat gaan, onder jou presidentskap, of sal jy dictatorial optree en sê, dit is waar jy historisch was, en dit is waar jy nog vir altyd sal bly?
Ek gaan so'n bykie bezeld aan, ook, Freedom of Association, dit is die recht vir ons om te kies waar hulle wil wees, as hulle een saak het, en daar is een willing buyer, willing seller om te sê, kyk, hulle wil gaan,
hulle moet verkoop,
dan moet hulle gaan, ek gaan nie vir die gemeenskap
sê,
ek gaan nie vir die gemeenskap sê,
het kom teen die prijs,
natuurlijk sal het kom teen die prijs, die uitgangspunt is altyd, as een baie trotse rugby unie, sou ek die leier wees, het sal vir my een baie, baie swaar dag wees, as ons clubs in die WP verloor,
jy hulde gaan selwe standpunt,
vir enige rede,
coming back and I think I mean alles eintlik op het deesdae is gaat oor die economy is about survival, yeah. And we have probably not put ourselves in the shoes of those clubs basically, because I can tell you the clubs are bleeding struggle actually, and therefore we once we come actually I mean I will invite personally because there is money pumped into those clubs in terms of it, and if they still feel that is not going to work out for the...
What is this affinity towards Lamont? Why is it that you do so desperately want Western Province
makeup? As I said, actually, for me, actually, it's freedom. And let me just say...
No. My question is not you per se, but Western Province,
you see, we don't know what discussions the current administration had with him, actually, because we're not privy to this, so we can't really answer it. But I can tell you, I was the first person that chaired the combination of the three unions in the Western Cape. Remember, you have six districts in the Western Cape, and it one stage, the government somehow said, you must form yourself into districts. I mean, no, you're not going to be unpractical to get. Remember, we had the old VP Platteland being in that district. Yeah, yeah. And so they wanted us to regain because some of our certain sports is still in there.
So you can honestly say, Zelt, it's the first time ever that this, can I call it within birth of the comment, this evil is rearing its head, where clubs want to afstig van VP.
It's probably because of the abnormality that has happened in the last 4 years in terms of it. Remember, they weren't accustomed to something, and there were no rugby committee in place. There was no, remember, Western Province consists of various committees, and all those committees were not functioning for the last 4 years.
Well, we have you on the floor.
And that could play a big role because there was always an executive member assigned to clubs, and that missing gap probably is there actually, that probably impact, because now the clubs also don't know what they're doing, they don't know who to complain to, so you'll take my issue of how to resolve it, there's nobody really there, because you can't have your function, remember, clubs want to speak to the people that they elect, not that actually is employed with the union, because some of these other agendas at play in terms of, and the time has come that even the employees must realize the clubs are the boss, and they must respect those clubs, chairman or president actually, but our employees is actually rude to the club presidents even and chairmen, and that's factual actually, and that we can't tolerate anymore in terms of. I said no. We tried to warn your office to clear it out. We had numerous charges against employees regarding disrespect, and that charges will still be followed through.
Zelf, we have to move on. It's exactly 19 minutes to 8. Ons het baie my tyd was staan nou. Hy sê se kant toe is verwelkom nog steeds WhatsApps of stemnotas by 082 414 1077, 082 414 1077. There's WhatsApps off stem notas, and going to the WhatsApp line, we've got one from anonymous Zelt. While you're on the floor, yeah, if you could kindly tend to this one. Can Zelt please explain on which grounds he suspended 5 members of his exco when he was president? They were eventually found not guilty. And do you, Zalt, do you regret your decision?
Jerome, thank you for the question again. Remember, as the president of the power, what happened actually, if there's any transgression, you need to refer to a judicial proceeding. And they actually will gather information and make the decision. The president official don't get involved in any of these matters. And I can strongly say that actually with confidence, and I am prepared to sit with all those people and all the facts probably that leading to, and we can ask the committee that I'm actually to make available public these things in terms of it. And at no stage do the president have any power to do that in terms of it. If there's anything to speak, you have to refer to it. And that's how the structures work in terms of
it. Let me leave it there. I mean, I said that earlier on in terms of defining the agenda, we're not going to be focusing too much any of those actions. Terug na jou, Ruben, in terme van verhoudinge, waar sal jou verhoudinge as WP-baas met byvoorbeeld jou onmiddellike buurman en boetie, sommige sal sê kleiner boetie, nog nie groter boetie nie, maar Boland staan? Hoe lyk die betrekking op die horizon?
Ons moet 'n baie goeie verhouding met die Boland koester, sowel as met SWD. Ons is al drie deel van die Wes-Kaap. Daar was 'n visie gewees, ek dink Zelt was deel van, ek dink ons vorige president ook, voor Zelt, meneer Tolo Wakefield. Ons was baie passievol in ons in die Wes-Kaap, so Wes-Kaap rugby komitee, waar oom Ivan Bekeer gesit het, en oom Henny Baartman gesit het, en oom Tolo Wakefield, hulle daar gesit. So die hele ding van 'n provinsiale type komitee waar 'n samenwerking is, dit het goed gewerk in die verlede. Ons het self 'n Wes-Kaap kampioenskap gehad waar die kampioenspanne van die Boland, WP en SW,
en die bevoegdhede van sodanige komitee sal bloot adviserend van aard wees.
Absoluut adviserend, dit is net die passie om 'n provinsiale gevoel te kry, dat almal voel, ons is deel van die, soos ons sê, die politieke Wes-Kaap in die grense, en dit is baie belangrik, want dit bring 'n ander aspek na die punt toe. So die WP in die klap setup, ons wil graag hê die beste, soos wat gebeur in die kampioenebeker, die Investec kampioenebeker, die beste van spesifieke lande, so ons praat die beste van spesifieke provinsies, speel teen mekaar, maar dan is daar ook een nog een geelwortel, en dit is dat, as jy dan verteenwoordigende spanne van die WP Boland en die SWD kan kry, wat ook dan in die tripartite competitie kan speel, waar ons fokus nie meer op die clubs nie, maar die talent, en dan vir hulle die blootstelling gee in die competerende setup, soos die oud-Duitse spanne wat ons gehad het, die emerging spanne, die talent, as ons fokus op die talent, en dan kry die ouwe sweetpak, moet die Duitse op, en hy kan gaan speel. Dit bring trots, dit bring ook vir hulle geelwolder om te sê, ek wil eerste span speel, want ek wil in die streekspan speel, ek wil vir BP gaan speel, ek wil het Isaac hee.
So, dit is baie belangrik. Gepraat, en ons sal gelukkig vir jou halwe van tyd weer terug na finansies rondom die geelwortel. Ek weet, daar was lang terug legendarische persoon in Nederland, ou Doc, wat gesê het, man, die dag as geld een rol gaan speel in rugby spelers, dan gaan die rugby kwaliteit, die standaard gaan val. Die teendeel daarvan het natuurlijk plaasgevind, ons is lang al in een nieuwe era waar geld sogenaamd baas is van rugby. Wat gaan jou benadering wees, Zelt, sou jy dan die gekose persoon is na volgende week donderdag, omtrent besoldiging op klipvlak, maar kom ons nie met 'n bietjie verder, en jy is baie welkom aan te sluit, Ruben, selfs besoldiging op skoolvlak.
thank you and good day. And of course, money actually is the root of all evils. But something. But I just want to also touch on Ruben Basie of the interact with Boland. Actually, it's important that we even get this regional structure. And I'm part of the region, and we always had, because it was a vision of Dougie Dyes and Urban Abrams to have a regional structure. And we should get a region everywhere. And I think that is the because the Paul region was actually betrayed for the regions not to be implemented. But there are certain people that didn't want it. But we still believe those regional structures must be in every place so they can have a cross. Because that's the only way that talent, and if you want to go play in amateur diet, you must come to the structure, otherwise you won't be eligible. Even your coaches and referees must come to regional structures. And that is, and we can have cross regions playing there maybe, and Bulan got six regions to play across in regions also. And that we will unearth all our talent further and further.
I think the point is quite clear, because there must be representativity on a wider scale.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Let's move on now to Besoldiging.
Coming back to remuneration and money, as I said earlier, there is enough cash in the system. Is how do we get it there to the schools and to the clubs? And we need to make sure. But
so you're in favor of remunerating the school kid?
No, not the school kid.
And the club level player.
The structure to make sure there is nutrition, there's conditioning, there's transport in terms of. That is very lacking, basically. That is what we must assist with in terms of it. Because once you give the compensation, remember the Constitution of Eastern Province say, actually, once players or at schools or clubs get paid, the union can't give them any grants.
Then there's gross transgression because you get school kids just walking away with 10,000 rand a month.
So the Constitution is clear, actually, if the union give a grant, 100,000 rand to every club, and it's a way of any club playing players, that club will be disqualified from getting any grants in terms of it. And then the money will rather be shared to those clubs in situation where players are not paid.
Will you be focusing on punitive measures to those?
We will actually have to apply the law as it is in terms of there. Because remember, we can't compromise the law, because once you start bending, that's either right or wrong. And as I said earlier, actually, if we can't conduct our business with the utmost integrity, then of course you will get yourself back into some kind of thing, actually. And therefore, we need to make sure that the resources are equitably distributed where it's needed most in terms of.
Ruben McAllum, deel jy van volgende week, sou jy die gekose president van WP Rugby Football Unie wees, deel jy die sentiment van Zeld Marais, voormalige president, dat nie heeltemal ten gunste wees van individuele besoldiging, maar dat het een groepsbesoldiging, schoolvlak, maar rugby vlak gaan een klein bykie anders wees. Ruben?
Ek gaan maar naar die basics toe. Geen besoldiging vir een speler om rugby te speel direct, dit is aanvaardbaar. Nee. As daar sulke gevalle is waar het...
Jy praat van school rugby.
Om, om seens onder die ouderdom van 18 op skoolvlak direct te betaal vir rugby speel, dit is een absolute no-no. Maar daar is ouders. En dan, soos ek ondersteun zelf in die opzicht wat sê, die geld rondom die rugby is belangrik. Die faciliteite, die geleenthede, die alles wat daarmee gepaard gaan. Dit is op hierdie oomblik, is dit maar nou die, sal ek maar sê, die kruis wat die ouers moet dra. En dit waar, daar waar die Unie kan help, want dit kan help, maar dit kan nie directe besoldiging wees nie.
Meneer, julle is baie welkom hier geen om net te reageer op die volgende. Anonymous says, Ruben, Zeld and Bantam were in the same camp in the last election. Are they not splitting the vote? Zeld?
No, I don't think, it's not the matter of being the camp. Remember, there was a natural kind of progression and things. And I think sometimes there is a misthink about camps, because when you are it in a structure, actually, you've got your you've got ideas, actually. And remember, you are expected to be independent when you get elected, actually. You can't just go for the sake of agreeing something just to please a friend or ex-friend or a brother or sister, because if you don't apply your mind, remember, you are breaching your fiduciary duty. And once you breach your fiduciary duty, you will be held liable personally for breaching that fiduciary duty. So it's very important that although you can you can combine together and work together, but if you start agreeing to the things without applying your mind independently, then it becomes a problem.
So there were no camps?
No, I won't say there was an elective camp initially, but once you get there, you serve all the clubs. You can't serve a certain camp of clubs only. You need to serve the public.
So you didn't get the sense that the listener was referring to camps as in cliques?
Yeah, in clubs and cliques, actually. And it's a very unhealthy thing to have, actually. Once you're there, you serve the independents. I mean, I even just want to refer the previous listener that said, I remember it was the clubs that wrote into it, actually. We must refer the matters of those five players to it, actually. There was numerous letters that came in which can be made available to the public in terms of authority.
Okay, so we've spoken about your vision. Ons het gepraat oor
in case can I respond to the question?
Absolutely. Yes. We spoke about vision. We spoke about inclusivity. We spoke about matters finance. Let's just quickly have your response on clicks, or at least on the
camps. Yes.
On the camps,
definitely.
Yes.
The answer. Let's deal with the question honestly. Does it split the wits? Of course, it split the wits. The issue of the camps. Yes, there were camps. I was part of that election, and I wasn't not necessarily part of a camp. I was a staff member. I wasn't part of that electoral thing at the moment. And for me, slates, camps, teams, whatever they call it, it does undermine democracy. Mm. And if you split the vote, it is what we are doing here today. Mm. And it is what the listeners and the electorate ultimately will need to know. What is your plan? What's going to be done differently? What are you standing for? What actions are you going to bring? What is your vision? How can we hold you accountable? Put that in front of the electorate, whether the votes are split or not. Mm-hmm. The issue is if you don't split the votes, you're running into a campaign. Mm-hmm. You're betting for not the best person or the best fit for the job. We've got excellent skills, experience, administrators in Western Province. Just because he or she is not part of a camp doesn't mean that he or she is not good enough to be elected. So split the votes as
much
Ruben, as
we
can.
But Ruben, what you're saying is going to happen. I mean, you guys have to go out, pardon the expression, you guys, and to go do lobbying for your own position. I mean, to be able to sit in the hot seat as from next week onwards. That's precisely what you're going to do. On that, what was your feeling in the field, talking to clubs? What is the general sentiment towards Ruben McHelm? Wat sou jy sê as jy in jou kristalbal met respek teenoor diegene wat in kristalbale glo nie, maar wat is jou, laat het vir jou in 'n gemakkelike gevoel, of
yes,
is jy nog rede tot kommer?
Nee, glad nie rede tot kommer nie. Daar's 'n baie sterk gevoel dat daar 'n nuwe begin moet wees. Daar's 'n baie sterk gevoel dat ons moet kyk vorentoe en nie agtertoe nie. Daar's 'n baie sterk gevoel dat ons moet sit en uitfigure wat waarmee deel ons en dan daadwerklike planne in plek sit, dat ons weer vertroue plaas in ons lede wat die klubs is, dat ons openhartig met hulle moet wees en dat hulle vir ons sê is, moenie vir ons die ou baggage gee nie. Gee vir ons 'n begin waar ons sê die laaste 6 jaar het vir ons geplaas in 'n situasie waar die nuwe leierskap in klubs nooit blootgestel was op council level nie, op subkomitee level nie, of waar daar verantwoordelik is. Ons het fantastiese mense met fantastiese skills. Dit was net nooit blootgestel nie, omdat ons in hierdie tyd was, wat ons nou ons. Hier is nou 'n geleentheid om het recht te stel.
Ja, die goeie interaksie met jou klubs gehad.
Ek is baie geïnspireerd.
Goed, kom ons weer gaan na Zeld. Ons hart op de eindse kant toe. Geef me aan jouw campaign, how's your campaign been?
You see COVID disrupted, and we were 2 years in COVID, and that basically put us in a very difficult position to manage rugby. I mean, I think we were the first athlete ever that been hit for 2 years of lockdown, actually. And I mean,
what was your message on your campaign?
My message in the camp, actually, that we want to make Western Province, to bring back the greatest, and we want to make sure that all our clubs are fully funded. I mean, and that is the guarantee, actually, should all our transactions that we want to do, to actually, every club will at least for the first 10 to get a minimum of 100,000 rand. And that we will ensure, because we need that funding for the clubs, just for stability in them, actually, so they can focus on the field and not focus where are they going to get the next rand to pay the taxi or to pay to buy the meal or the thing. That is what, because we want to bring calmness, because with financial worry, you are so under stress as a club, and we need our administrators to focus on the rugby and not to worry where's the next rand to come. And that is what we as the must make sure that our clubs become fully funded again.
Well, meneer Loosie, nou op 6 minute voor klaarmaak se kant toe. Ruben, Nieuweland, teerpunt vir baie, ikoniese rugby wenie oor die jare heen, is dit nou finaal iets van die verlede, of kan dit nog nuwe lewe ingeblaas word?
Ek weet nie van die nuwe lede nie, al wat ek weet is, dat...
Excuse nie nuwe lede nie.
Ek praat van nuwe lewe. Ek weet nie wat nuwe lewe in kan wees, he. Dit is, ons is baie passievol oor die, ons hoor, daar is 'n transaksie aan die gang, weer eens, ons het geen informatie nie, dit was nog nooit voorgelê nie, so ons sal wacht tot die verkiesing, en ek is seker, in die oorgangsperiode, sal ons al die...
Ek kry die gevoel, jy sit 'n bietjie op die draad, wat gaan jou gevoel wees, wil jy terugtrek Nieuweland toe, of is jy gemakkelijk met stad Kaapstad?
Nee, ek wil glad nie terugtrek Nieuweland toe nie. Ek dink, die Kaapstad ondervinding is absoluut wonderlik, ek dink is waar ons moet wees, en maar die belangrikheid is wat vroeger een van die inbellers gesê het, is die groot skuldlas. Dit is die groot, sal ek sê, elephant in the room, en dit moet uitgesorteer word, maar jy kan niks uitsorteer, as jy nie weet wat het jy, wat is daar wat mense aan jou aangebied het nie.
Net so van die skuldklas, kyk ons toch na 50 miljoen, of is het lang al verbeid?
You say, and of course, it's not a big problem, because we're sitting with an asset base of a billion rand actually, so that 250 is about 25% of it, and I've probably got a different view, we need to retain Newlands, because the decision that was made by the clubs is that we do it any joint development of Newlands. There was never ever decision taken to outright sell Newlands actually. And one to say, even if we create a 10,000 seat stadium there at Newlands, because that is the heart of rugby, and that we must retain as the heart of rugby, because we can have all our schools, our minor games and things all be played there. Remember Cape Town Stadium, we don't have a master lease agreement. We've got what we call a casual lease agreement there.
But you pay an arm and a leg to have to be there.
Yes, we pay a leg actually, because let me tell you, when we made the decision to move to Cape Town Stadium, when I specifically, because I was the chairman of finance at
that. So what was the last invoice that you paid for Cape Town Stadium? Give us an idea.
We didn't actually pay, I would say actually while we were there, actually, we didn't pay anything. It was very minimal actually.
Kom ons wees nou meer realistisch, wat betaal WP Rugby Football Unie om die stadion te gebruik?
What, because the club needs to know that there was a fee issued of about 1.4 million rand per event.
Dis baie belangrik dat ons moet weet wat die fooi is, want dit impacteer op die kaartjieprijse.
It's definitely, now you see the Cape Town Stadium was all conditioned and coupled. We made the move so that our season tickets and suite holders tickets get preference for the Cape Town Sevens and for any test game, actually. That was a condition that we made the move, but also to get a master lease. Now, master lease agreement, you can decide what activities. So if the city want to have activity, they can tell Western Province or Stormers, go play your game in PE, like have you seen something, or go to Stellenbosch. You see, that is the is the drawback of that lease. So if we still retain Newlands as a 10,000, we can play all our minor games there. We don't need to go to Stellenbosch or to wherever, because it's the heart of rugby. And how do we unlock this billion rand of assets that the union has? And therefore, I can assure you, we can give every club 100,000 rand a year, a minimum, going at least for the next 10 years and more in terms
of. And just sticking with the amount, just again, please, there's been amounts brandished about in the media. What was the city of Cape Town charging you? What was the last invoice you paid?
As I said, while I was in office, we didn't pay anything. It was very minimal.
So there's nothing you know of?
Nothing of a know of, actually. But of course, that will be communicated to the clubs once we analyze the financial statement, what gone on, actually. And then we can unpack it in terms of. And if we feel it's nothing big, although there is a transaction with the other equity partner, as Ruben said, we will have to look at that transaction, actually. Did we get maybe. Because remember, it was branded that we're selling a share. But there wasn't a sale of shares. There was an issue of new shares. So the clubs, who was the owners of that asset, that was valued.
Well, the good news is, the huis in die boodskap wat jy daar kreeg, daar is toch geld. In gevolge, die stelsel is daar baie geld wat geoormerk word
voor
ons clubs. Ek denk, ons kan nie op beter noot daar eindig. Voor ons nou eindelijk maar nou vleit sê, wat meer gepaste noot, en ook, soos die luisteraar hier vraag, dit is miskien ook dan, as huis in die boodskap van jou, beginnende by jou, Ruben, daar is volgens die luisteraar 14 rugbyklubs in die Parel omgeving. Wat is jou boodskap? Waarom moet hulle vir jou stem?
Vernieuwing. Ek vraag vir vernieuwing, ek vraag vir 'n nuwe begin, ek vraag dat ons kyk en luister na die klubs, laat ons nie ons eie goedjies maak en besluite neem nie. As het kom by die produk, luister, laat ons weet wat is. Een oplossing gaan nie allemaal pas nie. Dit is hartseer dat party van die klub speel nog steeds buiten die Parel, teen astronomiese kostes vir vervoer, waar ons die produk in die Parel kan hou, as reeks competitie het, en dat hy trots weer daar is, maar dat daar een verteenwoordiging geleend het vir die klubs is, en vir enige klub in die WP.
Ruben McHelm, predik vernieuwing, sou hy dan die helm kry as, skoon die uitdrukking, as die nuwe president van WP Rugby Football Unie, komende 1 Mei. Zeld, waarom moet hulle vir jou stem?
Yes, I mean, we've always been very inclusive, basically, and we can never do something without the say and the consultation of it. And taking it with Paul being the second question, we need to get this region functioning, but also to get the other regions functioning again, so they can play competitive rugby with the cross, and also play maybe in regions in the Boland also, so they can have a feel for it, actually. And that way, we will unearth more talent, we will give everybody the ultimate opportunity to reach. And as Ruben said, we need to get the DISA competition and the emerging competition, even if we only play it with SVD Boland itself. At least there's a try nations type of thing that we can have, because the talent is in Cape. I actually want to go far into the Eastern Cape, because if you look from Cape Town to the Eastern Cape, it's 80% of the rugby talent in South Africa and the biggest block of rugby in the world. So we've got this massive, and so we want to give everybody an opportunity. And as I said, there is enough money in the system to make it happen.
Die stem van Zelt Marais en die ander stem was die van Ruben McElm, die twee presidentskandidaten vir WP Rugby Voetbal Unie, wat dan hulle laaste week binne gaan, week van nou sal ons weet wie precies die helm gaan oorneem. Meneer, baie, baie dankie vir julle tyd. Die boodskap van Zelt was vernieuwing, of liever inclusiviteit, en die boodskap van Ruben McElm was die van vernieuwing. Dankie vir julle tyd, beste wense aan julle beide. Kom ons kyk wie volgende week die kroon gaan dra.
Daarom, baie dankie vir die geleentheid en ons verleden en ons sê ook dankie vir die luisteraars om die geleentheid voor te gee eindelijk. En as hulle enige vraag enige het, hulle moet jy even vir ons te bellie, ons is daar so om enige vraag of ons enige klip wil hee, ons moet kom praat, ons is sekerlik.
Ons gee die contact persoon in die meter tyd aan hulle. Dankie Ruben, dankie Zelt.
Baie dankie, Jerome.
This is Casey 107.